It's Friday, November 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. We care about chips again. The UK launches the National Cyber Force and protect those high-value users. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk chips. Two highlights. First, the benchmarks for Apple's M1 are being released, and they're impressive. Most notable, the ability to emulate x86 hardware without noticeable performance drops. And announced this week, Microsoft is working with chipmakers to build Pluton, a security chip designed to bring the kind of security to Windows machine in a similar manner to Apple's T2 chip. I've included a pair of links in the show notes that are longer pieces on the M1 chip, which I encourage listeners to dive into. Why do we care? This discussion might be a piece for my Killing It podcast in long form, but I wanted to address it on this show too. Chips recently have not been particularly interesting. Periodic upgrades and changes in speeds. Apple is changing the game. There's some serious discussions about the differences in a $2,000 laptop outperforming the $6,000 ones, or discussions about how instant on or all day battery life just changes everything. Now, here's why we care. With this ecosystem about to be disrupted, I would challenge technology services providers to ensure that they are truly looking at computing devices across end users in a new, more expansive way. You have the opportunity to revisit your go-to-market now, thinking about users rather than devices, and particularly more than simply Windows devices, which is ultimately less than 35% of the OS market anyway. Don't get me wrong, I'm biased here, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. I'd be very deliberate about redefining my business about the business work platform, say Microsoft 365 or Google Workplace, and then embracing all devices that connect to them as equal. The UK has launched, and is already operational with, the National Cyber Force, which is an offensive group of spies, cyber experts, and members of the military that are conducting cyber operations to disrupt hostile state activities, terrorists, and criminals. The organization draws from the intelligence agency GCHQ, the Ministry of Defense, the Defense Science and Technology Laboratory, and the Secret Intelligence Service, aka MI6. An example of operations, interfering with mobile phone operation to prevent terrorists from communicating with their contacts. Why do we care? Here's why we care. It's clear governments are going to be investing in programs like this at the nation-state level, and we as technologists should be pushing for more at the local level too. In the US, think of the FBI and local police departments. In order to truly fight the cybercrime wave, we're going to need to invest more aggressively to give investigators the resources necessary to combat these armed gangs of criminals. Think of this in physical terms. Again, armed gangs of criminals are breaking into businesses and taking hostages. And if this was physical, those business owners would be screaming for investment and pushing back. Thus, we should be positioning it this way. We know that technology investment alone won't solve it. It's part of the solution, but not the entire solution. We need to push for the investment in the system around to help resolve these criminal actions. In the news you can use category, Microsoft has launched Office 365 Priority Protection for those high-profile employees who are so often targeted. Added to Microsoft Defender for Office 365, formerly ATP, admins can provide those accounts with custom-tailored protections against attacks like phishing and prioritize alerts and threat investigations. This is configured in the Security and Compliance Center and requires Office 365 Plan 2 subscriptions. Why do we care? There's a power in technology that recognizes that not all users or data is created equal, and it's smart to ensure one size fits all doesn't miss the actual needs of the business. This is a power move you can leverage right now, and a philosophy to remember. Third tier. The idea that it's not the first level or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company third tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the third tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all the free educational resources. Thanks for listening. There's no bonus episode this weekend, so I will talk to you again on Monday.